First, we will look at one of the discourses in Vedana Samyutta, connected discourses on feeling. This is the second discourse. It's about the pleasure. Buddha said, Bhikkhu, there are these three feelings. What three? Pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neither painful, no pleasant feeling. These are the three feelings. So then Buddha said, Gatha. Whether it be pleasant or painful, along with neither painful nor pleasant. Both the internal and external, whatever kind of feeling there is, having known this is suffering, false nature, disintegrating. Three words. This is suffering, dukkha in Pali. Perishable, the false nature is this Mosa Dhamma and disintegrating Paloka Dhamma, Paloka. Having touched and touched them, seen they are fall, the feeling will fall. Thus one loses one's passion for them. Now if you look at that diagram, it explains all of them. First, you can see in the diagram, this is the aging diagram, and you can see this diagram is named aging. It is that's how we are moving towards the aging and going to death. First, Buddha said three kind of feelings. And these three kind of feelings, you can see that the feeling is like, consider it as the gearbox in the car. It has got these gears you are putting forward, right? And you have a reverse gear, and there's a neutral one. So neither pleasurable or non-pleasurable, consider it as the neutral one, right? So when you have the neutral one, you can see in this vehicle, the back wheels are not, there are few conditions. Back wheels are spinning, the front, there is this thing, but there's no coupling. Okay, so the vehicle does not move on unless it's a, you know, downhill or something like that. And so there is this pleasurable feeling, that shop or whatever thing, the place that's selling food, and you know, I want to go there. So you can see that they are putting the gear and changing the gear and going there. So there is this pleasurable feeling, and you can see that the coveting and greed, that the box, that the universal joint box in the one is connected to feeling. That's one kind of feeling, where that ill will is not actually in that line. Ill will is in the next line. Okay, this ill will is marked for this line, that is going from contact to sadness. And then there is this feeling connected to aging. Feeling is connected to aging over there. So what do you feel when you see that you are subject to aging? You have a sort of a displeasure, right? If you know that I used to be lovely and sort of thing, and now you're not anymore, you can see with the aging, people have, it is this, you know, the bad feeling. So you can see that the displeasure feeling is there. And then there is this feeling that is connected to the body tie of misapprehension, that the middle box. That's where you are actually going for delusion. That you do not know. You are with this thing and I making, and all those things. And that's where we are going to delusion. Now, Buddha said that the whatever kind of feeling there is, having known, this is suffering. Suffering means aging. Aging is suffering. So this feeling is known as suffering. And then Buddha said the false nature. You can see the body tie of misapprehension, and then what sort of a thing we have? Lying. False nature. Lying. What I am lying about? It's not just people are normally thinking that lying is that I am telling, you know, somebody, you know, false thing. That is how we describe. But you can see, if I am saying this particular food is really lovely and sort of thing, I have made it up in my mind. If you take two persons, one would be saying this is lovely, I like it, and so on, other person, I don't like it. So you can see it's a false nature on its own. And on the other hand, is the food is actually lovely. It is that the divine beings over there, they actually look at like a pig eating excrement. That our food that we are eating, right? Because they don't even look at it. They are not touching them. Like that, if you look at pig eating excrement, and then a human being would look at what this pig is doing, right? Similarly, what we eat, if you look at this broccoli and hard stuff, right, it's like that we are eating wood pieces on our own. And in the Brahma world, for example, they live on delight. They don't eat like us. The happiness is their food. And they live for a long time. So you can see that alone is a lie. That this food is such and such. So that is this the false nature. And again, you can see the third one is, this is suffering, false nature, and disintegrating. Well, you can see when you are subject to aging, your teeth fallen down, the skin get wrinkled and so on, you can see it's disintegrating. Mm-hmm. So, and then you have sickness and all those death. By the death, you can see the disintegrating very heavily. So, those three things. And then Buddha said, having touched and touched them, that means you are going through this one again and again, this way or that way, you know, from the physical nutriment to the feeling, and feeling to aging, and feeling to this body tie of misapprehension. Whichever way you go, whichever you touch it, you can say it is falling. Why it is falling? We are saying feeling is impermanent, right? Why is it impermanent? This diagram again explains that. You see that, let's say you want physical nutriment, food, for example. That is your aim. Now, to have that feeling, the maintain, you need to keep on eating, right? But you can't do that one because you can do only for 10 minutes or something like that. Even if you want to have some kind of a feeling, even the meditation, for example, that Buddha doesn't actually talk about this physical nutriment feeling as a valuable thing as at all. Any sensual pleasures, Buddha is not even talking about it. Buddha talks about, when you talk about the feeling, Buddha says he defined the highest satisfaction among the feeling. That is, that one attained to this first jhana concentration. Having attained the first jhana concentration with rapture, and then at that particular time, if he is not thinking about harming self, harming others, not harming both, that is the highest satisfaction among the feeling. Not harming anyone, right? So, would you be able to maintain that feeling even? Well, if you haven't gone into jhana concentration, then you can see if you do not know how to maintain it, you are falling. You can go into a very high level of concentration, first, second, third, fourth, even the seventh, but you can't maintain it. You just fall down from that, like that you climbing steps. All of a sudden, you are on the bottom. Why? Because of these four. That is lying, harsh speech, slander, and frivolous talk. Those four become active in your mind because you get either ill will, thought of ill will, or sensual thought, or the envy, or derogation, and stinginess, or disparaging, one of them will come. And then you apply, you are actually powering up the back wheels. Lying, harsh speech, all those things. Now they are working. For example, if in the office, maybe you want to eat a nice lunch, And then your friend or someone got promoted, and you are jealous about that one. And you can't even go to, if you go to kitchen to heat up your food, then somebody is talking about this one, and you can't come back to your food because you are actually talking to that person because your wheel is now spinning. Yeah, that should be mine. That's what it's saying. So by that time, I am lying. When I say that somebody else's job is mine, that means I am lying. When I say something is mine, even my body, if I say it is mine, at that time I am lying. And the death actually proves you that this body is not yours. By the time of death, right, you can't keep with this body, keep up with this one. The consciousness will not get attached, so the consciousness will be broken at that time. So, you can see, it is falling all the time, even in the higher concentration, not to talk about these little sensual things, useless things, even in the concentrations getting fallen because of having these bad qualities, these back wheels somehow gets spinning. So, this one also explains why you are subject to aging as well, which I have not spoken, told you before. As I told you that when you go to the kitchen that you want to heat up your food and eat food, but you can't attend to your food because of that you are talking to somebody and friend is talking to you and so on, right? Likewise, you want to have this. What you want is the birth. But your consciousness cannot come and maintain in that particular level because of the aging. It has to come through aging. So your feeling goes through this aging. You see, even if you want to go to work, I'm taking some example, you can't go to work if you are sick. So you cannot attain to that work when you are sick. Similarly, you cannot attain to your feelings or the body. You are trying to maintain your body. You cannot attend to your body because you have the sickness, aging and sort of thing. They are troubling you. And even this envy, stinginess, all those things are troubling you, so you cannot come to this particular one. So you can see it is falling all the time. Otherwise one would be thinking, oh, I got some kind of feeling, oh, I got a food, I can keep on eating it. But it is not so, because supermarket may not store them anymore. The manufacturer may not manufacture it, right? You might get a sickness so that you cannot eat that food. So you can see the feeling is falling all the time. So this is what it says. Having touched and touched them, seeing their fall, thus one loses one's passion for them. So this gatha is very great. I know how to apply it all the time, but that is what I was describing here. If you keep on applying, and this is, if you see this is the musa or the lying, the false nature to any sensual object or even the rapture that you have in the jhana concentration, maybe the highest concentration level, you still apply that this is false nature. Musa, Musa Dhamma. And as opposed to that one, I have another diagram I have not given to you. It's that the determination for truth is the opposite of that false nature. That this is, the everything is falling, only the Nibbana is not falling. And so by doing that one, you can maintain your concentration very heavily. When you see that feeling is impermanent, that goes long way towards Nibbana. Or do you have any questions about this diagram? Any further questions?
Well, maybe I ask about this, the body type of misapprehension.
Yes.
It's just that I don't understand it. What's misapprehension and the body type? So it's, I'm attached. Yes.
It's not the body. Attached. It's not the body.
So what is it? The body is like topic, or what is it here?
Well, it's like the if you leave the body part over there,
yeah.
First take the misapprehension. You mistake something as mine.
Ah, okay.
This is mine. The job is mine. My body is mine.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So when you say that one, that it is actually the body, a body of misapprehension.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it is coming through the mental volition, and I haven't actually covered this one. It's in my website.
Yeah.
So there are 10 parts over here, another 10 dhamma over here. That is about this. There are four kind of nutriments. That's the edible food, and the contact, which is present over there. And the third one is the mental volition, and the fourth one is the consciousness. You come through this path, and you are actually saying that the what you are describing, asking, is this is the fifth one in this link. So with the mental volition, you regard these things as mine. Let this be mine. This is mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that become your view. And so you cling into that view. Having cling to that view, you are happy to live in this world with that clinging.
Mm.
And you, let's say you go to work and you think that this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And until your boss fire you out of that one, and that time you understand, oh, how come I thought it's my job, it's not your job. Or the government fire you. So we got this view, and we are happy to live on with this view, and then that become very tie.
Mm.
So it's the body tie of misapprehension, that this is mine. I insist that this is mine. That's what it is. I insist this job is mine. I insist this body is mine. I insist this my hand is mine. This hand is mine.
It's like my town or my country, my family, you know.
Everything.
The two meets.
Mm-hmm.
And I can really understand it, because that's a
That's right.
Big
it is
pain,
coming
yeah.
from the stinginess, isn't it?
Yeah. Stinginess. Oh,
mm-hmm. It is coming from the stinginess. Stinginess has got five things.
So how come that this is, yeah, stinginess for me, it's like I want to keep everything. Ah, okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, I keep my country.
My
there,
country, my thing. That's
my
right.
Friends. No.
So there are five things in that stinginess.
Yes,
the first one is
difficult.
That the gain.
Mm.
The you know, you buy some stocks or something, stock market, and you know
yeah.
the whole world it's going
oh,
up
yeah.
and okay, it's mine. And then the other one is your house.
Mm, of course.
For that one you have the stinginess. You are not telling the other people, come and live in my house. Right, it's my house. You can't even animal or anything. You know, you throw them out.
Yeah,
so
my
that's
room.
My room, my house. Okay, even for a monk, they
yeah.
have got. This is my temple.
Mm.
Yes.
That's what it is. And then the what you were talking about is this the family.
Mm.
When you say family,
yeah.
it is not your family alone.
Mm.
Your race, your country, everything.
Yeah.
Even your family can become. Whole human beings.
Mm.
Let's say you may be upset about your neighbor. Let's say someone, you know, some creature coming. You may be fighting with your neighbor. Maybe some creature, unknown creature is coming, you know. And you will help your neighbor and yourself together to destroy that one. At that time you can see you are bound as a family, the human race.
Mm-hmm.
If you say alien is coming... Right?
Yeah, or war, yes. People come together when the war comes.
That's right.
Yes.
So you can see that is that bad.
Mm.
Mm? That's why you are so upset if something is happening in Poland.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
That is.
But if something happening in Afghanistan,
yes.
you don't care. You may care
well,
to a little extent.
Not so much.
Not
yes,
so much.
Because I don't know it. That's true.
And then there is something for the reputation. Your reputation, your country's reputation. So your reputation, you like your reputation to go around the world, right? So I'm taking that one as mine as well.
Mm.
And you have that one for the Dhamma as well, this teaching. You know that the doctor, for example, he is clinging to his profession, agriculture, you know, that those things. So there's this...
Positions.
Now you are learning for these things. An engineer would into his profession, right?
Yeah.
Like that. So those five lead to this one. So it comes into that body tie of this thing. So all
I see. That's together. Very important.
Very important. Very,
it's a, that's why it's in the middle.
Middle, yes. Yes. Very hard to get rid of.
Oh, very.
Well, it is easier than to get rid of this one.
Yes. Okay. So I don't only understand the word coveting. What's coveting?
Covetousness. Covetousness is that having seen something, you say, "Let this be mine."
Okay.
The food, let this be mine.
Okay.
So that's
sometimes
the
greed.
It's a greed. Yeah, yeah. Yes. This greed is so strong. And first, let's say you are fond of cars or something, right? You have a little Toyota or something, and then you see someone going in a Benz car, nice Benz car, right? I don't know whether you fancy that sort of thing. So maybe a Rolls Royce or something. Oh, well, let this be mine. The thought comes to you, although you may...
How can I have this type?
That's right. Mm. So that is the covetousness, right? The greed is... You will either go and steal it. Greed is that bad.
Mm.
So you do everything to get it. Possess it. Coveting actually let you, you know, the mind go into that one. It's coming even from the mind.
Mm.
The greed is so strong.
Mm.
So the volitional formations, these are the sanskara that is connected to this mental volition. So you see that, let's say there's some sort of food. You see that you have eaten that food one day, right? And then you are happy with that. And next day you see that food in somebody else's house or in a shop or something. And then this volitional formation would construct everything for you. It would construct that this is the food you have eaten. And this is its taste. This is how you feel. Right?
Mm.
And this is what you do with it, that you eat. And you construct the consciousness as well.
You will construct the image, yes? Everything, mental image.
That's right.
Yeah.
You haven't eaten that particular food yet.
Mm.
When you eat it, you might say, oh, this is not tasty, this is not what I meant. But this one actually constructs all those things. It's very important to understand this volitional formation. It's creating havoc in our life.
It's like mechanisms.
It's a mechanism. That because your habitual tendency, you have done it for a long time, right? Now you can see the food you are connected with. And if you think about something else, like the what pigs eat, and you are saying, I'm not connected with that one. So this one you are connected and you go with that one and you do whatever thing you wanted to do with it. So they are the ones actually, what are they? They are actually these four.
Lying, disparaging,
slander.
Slander, yes.
Frivolous speech,
harsh
speech. Those are the result, you know, the resultant things doing by words.
Mm.
And then if you also you are doing killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, by you know, by your body, and from your mind, you do this coveting thing, ill will. So it's everywhere. So the break here is the perception. If you change the perception, then you can break it.
So if you slow down, slow down, we can then realize.
Yeah, but how do you slow down?
So difficult because you're.
Yes.
Feelings are.
Yes.
Covering your, you know, mind, and you can't really slow down.
But if you contemplate about the impermanent nature, suffering nature, you think about this diagram, aging part, the sickness part, death part. So that are the ones that let you break.
And when you're actually contemplating, you're somehow trying to learn to teach your mind to slow down, yes?
Yes. Yeah,
you
that's
need to think that all these things fade away, impermanent.
Impermanent, yes.
Anitya.
Yeah. That's what Buddha said over here. This is suffering, false nature, and disintegrating.
Mm.
So you are saying this is suffering, false nature, and disintegrating means alone there is lying completely. If you remember the diagram, remember these words, then you can actually keep on applying. This diagram is very powerful. One can go into a very high concentration and maintain this concentration. We are so fortunate. This diagram was given by this great Brahma Sahampati.
Mm.
He's not from this world.
Mm.
And you can see this diagram. At the bottom there is a pyramid. I was explaining to Lina Gay about this one. You can see it is spinning, right? This pyramid type thing is spinning.
Mm.
Where is it heading? It's just marked just below the death. It's heading towards the death.
Mm.
As soon as we are born, we go into mother's womb. Starting from that point onwards, we are going to death.
Mm.
Right? And then you can see there are two pyramids. One pyramid inside the other.
Yes.
There's a red pyramid and the black one.
Mm.
So all the big ones start with the giddi lobe. That is the coveting and greed. I haven't actually put the English word over
That's
here.
All right.
Yeah, but you can see there those words. So that, and then inside that one you can see the another tip with the red. That is the body tie of misapprehension, the one that you asked little while ago. Okay. So, these two pyramids, so one pyramid inside the other, and this describe your character. If the red pyramid is bigger inside this one, that means that you are a view-based person. Your nature is, you know, you get the views strongly. You are strong in views. If not, this is smaller, that means you are not a view-based one. You have the greed, the tanha charito, the craving based one.
Mine is bigger, red one in me is bigger
than is it? I see. So when you regard something, when you say self, would you regard self as a matter, or is that a feeling or perception, or would you regard the whole thing as one?
What do I regard myself as?
Normally, without looking at the diagram.
I think as somebody who does things, who does certain things.
You're right, yeah.
You know,
so that means
jobs and this and that, who likes doing that. And who does things.
Mm.
So
the whole thing,
the whole,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why this is a view character, you can see.
Yeah.
So that means you correctly identify yourself that the red one is bigger.
Oh, I see it straight away. I imagine so many things and it's so strong. It's up on me. It's just, it's good to know, you know. It's,
yes, yeah.
And to say no sometimes, I don't want.
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
That's good. I mean, that's a good diagram.
And
very good, and you can apply.
It's very powerful because it shows you how weak you are and how important it is to just...
Yeah, and on the other hand, if you get the line, then you go into the harsh speech.
Mm.
Not at the same time, but that one led to the harsh speech. Because you are actually greedy and you are saying this is mine, if somebody is going to grab it, I'm saying that this is mine, and you know, so harsh speech will automatically work.
Follow.
Yeah. And anyway, the harsh speech, you get the slander. You want to separate. You know, I was talking about you are separating your friend's friend, and you are separating part of your body that you are angry. So this is following in that one. And when these three are there, this is what is called delusion. Lying, harsh speech and slander itself is called delusion, ignorance. And that one leads to frivolous talk. And then you talk about your country, my country and those things, right? Now you can see, if you look at the pyramid, you can see this samprapalapa over here is a frivolous talk, right? And then you can see machirya is the stinginess in that line. So stinginess led to frivolous talk. I couldn't put the English words here because of the diagram getting crowded with
it's
the
so
word.
Small. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
where, but the translation is there.
Mm.
The,
yeah, yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, you can write it down if you want within bracket. Yeah, I think we will stop for today.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.